This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for business on BFM 89.9.
This is Extraordinary Endeavor. My name is Jeff Sandhu and welcome to our final episode of this series. We hope that throughout the entire season, you've learned a thing or two from sales to marketing to talent management. It's been a fantastic journey for myself producing this show, and as usual, it was made possible thanks to Endeavor Malaysia. Endeavor is a global entrepreneur organization that focuses on selecting and helping high-impact entrepreneurs from around the world to scale their businesses. And you can check out Endeavor Malaysia for more information on how you can get access to mentorship, markets, capital, and talent on their website or social media platforms. And on our final episode for today, we're talking about the operations of your business as we're now into the recovery stage of the MCO period. This includes a little bit about marketing and as well as sustainability in your business. And our mentor for today is a veteran in the operations of the business world. She is Loy Liang Tok, the COO of Pizza Hut Malaysia at QSR Brands.
Hi, my name is Liang Tok. I have more than 30 years of retail and F&B experience. I've worked with a supply chain in operations and in marketing. I've also led chain stores and growing from like 200 stores to 400 stores in 3 years and managing chain stores for more than 10 years. I've started with McDonald's and I've gone to manage Guardian and also the Dairy Farm group of business in Malaysia as a marketing head. And I've worked and also worked in Secret Recipe, and currently I am managing and the head of Pizza Hut Malaysia. So with that experience, I hope to be able to provide some insights of some of the questions that you may have in today's presentation or session.
And our entrepreneur for today is from Endeavor Indonesia. He is Fadli Sahab, the founder and CEO of Zap Clinic.
Hello, my name is Fadli. I'm the founder and CEO of Zap Clinic. We currently have 50 branch of beauty clinic in Indonesia with more than 250 doctors in our team. We also have skincare retail brands.
Fadli's first question was on best practices to tackle the impact that it has on the retail sector.
My question is, from your experience, how has the current crisis impacted retail operation? What are some of the best practices in tackling this?
The current crisis impacted retail business like never before. There is a lot of consumers' fear, the control movements, economic uncertainties, changing consumer mindset and behavior, and consumption patterns. And that includes the media types, the type of products that they consume, and the channels that they consume these products in. The competitive dynamics and industry landscape is also changing. It is not evolving. It's actually a revolution now. So in order for us to look at what are the best practices, we need to really, really focus on our customers, have consumer insights, understand their consumption behavior, understand their fears and concerns. If you could see some of the things that today retailers are doing, F&B outlets is doing, contactless delivery, contactless takeaway becomes key because the consumer insight is that the fear of contracting COVID has made consumers more careful in terms of the things they come in contact with. So therefore, you look at online e-commerce platform, focusing on digital and technology, where we can provide ease of customer journey and experience becomes the key to where we're going to go to in future. And these are some of the really good practices and some of the good focuses we should be looking at.
You know, that's some really good advice there. You got to really focus on your customers. You know, got to have consumer insights, understanding their fears and concerns. You know, things like contactless payment delivery examples are great. You know, it makes them at ease with the customer journey. Fadli's next question was on balancing marketing strategies and brand value.
How do you balance between the frequency of your marketing strategy, like discount and promotion, while maintaining the brand value and position?
We tend to try and confuse, when we say discount is actually not brand building, because we go out there and said, okay, the next one for 50%, buy one, get one free. But ultimately, if we look at the value proposition of a brand, we should look at it in totality. So when we look at how we want to look and provide consumers with a value proposition, then it should come from looking at our everyday value. What are the special time slots in terms of promotions that we want to give? But at the same time, it should be extended of what the brand represents in terms of personality, in terms of the brand relevance to consumers. From that, you develop a care because today customers really want value. They appreciate value because of the uncertainty of what will happen in the next few months. So from that extension, you create value, you create promotions, you create discounts. Therefore, being able to then build your brand value at the same time provide a value proposition for the customers.
You know, at the end of the day, you got to look at the value that you bring in, what the brand represents, you know, bringing out the personality and the brand relevance and develop sort of like a care for your customers. And they will truly appreciate the value that you've created. Fadli's third question before we go for a quick break is around how to optimize the retail stores with the low footfall.
Given the low footfall, how should I optimize my retail stores to save costs?
If you look at, you need to understand your business, for example. Let's say your business is a retail offer. What works? What is complementary to this product or this category? In a business, we need to utilize data. Data in our business is very important. Because when we look at all our performance of our different categories, then we will know what performs well in terms of sales contribution, what performs well in terms of profit contribution. Then you can optimize your store space accordingly. So those that bring you more sales and higher profit, you then make sure that you provide and optimize the space to allow these categories to be in your store to be able to appeal to customers a lot. Of course, then your layout will also be based on customers' purchase behavior, how the journey will look like, what customers look at, how much time they spend in those different areas that are located to those categories. Those then becomes critical. So all in all, if you want to optimize sales and profit, you need to know what you have in your stores, what is working for you, and then where you should and how much space you should give to these categories to help you optimize your profitability and your sales.
Optimizing your store space according to your data insight, yeah, you know, that's a really good advice because you got to make sure that you appeal to your customers. You got to understand what do they do in your store and make that more visible. Now, we'll go for a quick break, but stick around. You're listening to Extraordinary Endeavor with Fadli Sahab, the founder and CEO of Zap Clinic, together with Loy Liang Tok, the CEO of Pizza Hut Malaysia at QSR Brands. Stay tuned, BFM 89.9.
Be financially minded. BFM 89.9.
Welcome back to Extraordinary Endeavor. Our mentor for our final episode in this series is Loy Liang Tok, the COO of Pizza Hut Malaysia at QSR Brands. And asking the questions is an entrepreneur from Endeavor, Indonesia, Fadli Sahab, the founder and CEO of Zap Clinic. Let's continue. Fadli's next question was on planning for future strategies.
On recovery, how should I assess my management plan for future strategies?
So from a business perspective, we know where we are today. We need to know where we need to go. So at some point, we need to measure our sales performance based on increased profitability, or if you're not making money, a break even in terms of profit. In terms of building your sales and managing your costs, therefore you get your profits. So if I look at where we are today and said, I need to break even if my sales is at this level, if my cost is at that level. And as a result of it, I will have SS and to be. Then the journey of taking where I need to be today to where I need to be to make my business break even or increase my profitability will be how I manage my sales, how I build my sales, how I manage my costs in terms of my fixed and variable costs, therefore bring down the bottom line. So building sales, then you talk to your marketing team and you talk to your operations team and say, what are the things we need to put in the store to help us drive more sales? What is relevant to customers today? What is the channel that works for them? And how can we make sure we optimize our sales by not impacting our gross profit? So those are the things you will work with your team. In terms of managing your costs, you have labor costs, of course, other variables like utilities and your fixed costs. You can speak to your landlord. It's a difficult time. And if we can get through this together, you know, we will be able to be successful together. Variable costs in your store, operation costs. Talk to your team. Talk to your leads in operations. How can we manage costs? What's important is to make sure that we have optimized labor productivity. We have the right resources in the store to be able to deliver the sales.
Some really great strategies there. And in some ways, it kind of led into Fadli's next question, which is around cost-cutting measures to ensure sustainability.
What are some of the cost-cutting measures I should consider to ensure a sustainable business?
So we go back then to point the earlier point about making sure that we can recover, you know, in terms of a management plan. Once we establish that plan, we establish the roadmap, we will be able to look at how we want to make sure that the cost, we can manage the cost. So in terms of rental, like I earlier mentioned, you talk to the landlord. There are, if you are a chain store, you have numerous landlords you can speak to. Develop a healthy relationship with them. Let them understand your business. Let them understand your approach. And then when it comes to operating costs, talk to your store leads and explain to them what are the costs that we need to bring down. We need to optimize labor. Can we restructure the payment scheme so that we incentivize our staff based on sales? The more they do, the more incentive they get. And then in terms of operating costs like air conditioning, like other, you know, utility costs, those things we can manage, and we need to work with our store lead in operations on how to manage the variable costs. So with that, we will see that you will see that the journey is very clear. You know where you are, you know where you need to go, and you know the respective functions within the organization that needs to deliver. Sometimes head office is a major cost. Then we should ask ourselves, how can I optimize my head office to ensure that we keep our costs low? So once you have established where you need to go and where you are, the journey becomes a lot clearer and the plans become a lot more quantifiable. So if you look at that point four, which is recovery versus cost-cutting measures to go hand in hand, you should know what your plan looks like. Therefore, you can get to that place, because if you don't, then cost-cutting doesn't really mean much to the businesses.
You know, Liang Tok, you've got vast experience on consumer-facing brands that are pretty big in the market with the, you know, marketing muscle that they have. But for the smaller players, you know, the F&B cafes and even some retail fronts that don't have that muscle power, what are some of the best strategies for them to build some sort of loyalty with the customers at this point of time?
One of the things that the brands could do is to understand the channels of where customers are actually dining in or preferred or allowed to, let's put it that way, because dine-in is not allowed for a long period of time. So if a restaurant is very focused on dine-in, they need to shift their strategy really, really quick, because you don't have much time. When the lockdown happened, we only had like 24 hours. So how then within that strategy are you going to manage other channels of your business to make sure you cover for the loss of your restaurant dining business? So those are the things that you could sit down. And it is important not to get, I think people tend to have drawn by the current sentiments, by the fear, by the, you know, all this talk around town, how everything is, you know, really bad and, you know, consumers are really not spending. Understand your business. It is your business. You are the leader. You need to have the confidence and the level mind to say, okay, we are in this. What do we need to do to get to a level where we can go back to same sales that we used to do? So look at your channels. If delivery is take one, if takeaway is another, how can you quickly change your business to that channel? If you have a problem with digital, your e-commerce, what are the resources that you can fall back to, or resources you can tap on to help you to get there? Because there are other, there are aggregators. You have the Food Pandas and the GrabFood of this world. There are the delivery guys that is like Lala Moved or GoGet, where they can come and pick up food from your restaurants and deliver to the customers. So there's different means and different opportunities that the more we go into, the more we draw with, the more we communicate to the people who is running these businesses, the more options will be available to us to make that change and to make that switch. So once you make that change and make that switch, then you need to know what are the customers' fear, what are the customers' concern, what are the customers' insight. From there, you should reach out to the customers, whether it's a personal email. Actually, I've known of organizations that just pick up the call and call their customers and said, I'm not asking you, or it's not about your next purchase. It's about your current experience. How have we, you know, served you? Are you okay? Is there anything we can do for you? And that actually builds a lot of brand loyalty, because the customer is saying, you're not asking me to call me to ask me to do another purchase. You're just calling me to ask me how am I doing. So those are the things that smaller businesses can look at, how they can penetrate and how they can create customer loyalty.
At the core of it, it really just comes down to knowing your customers. Ensure that you have enough data before you make a strategy. Know your customers. Cater to their changes. That is something that will really help you in this new norm. And continue to be agile, because this new norm is not going to be the next norm. That was Loy Liang Tok, the COO of Pizza Hut Malaysia at QSR Brands. And that wraps up our entire Extraordinary Endeavor series. If you want to catch up on any of the episodes, you can do so now by going on to the BFM website or the BFM app. This series was made possible thanks to our partner, Endeavor Malaysia. And for more information about how you can seek mentorship advice, you can visit endeavormalaysia.org. My name is Jeff Sandhu, and it has been a pleasure hosting this series. I sincerely hope you've enjoyed this entire series and also maybe, you know, learn a thing or two. You can get in touch with us on our social media channels and let me know what areas you would like to learn as we all go through this unique and challenging situation, but it's one with loads of potential. You've been listening to Extraordinary Endeavor on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.